lwemwagalize ebirungi ebiva eri kitaffe
will come from your brother and wish them the good that comes from the father
ebiva eri omwana
which comes from the son
era ebiva eri omwoyo omutukuvu
and also which comes from the Holy Spirit
nebiyitira mu bamalayika abatukuvu
passing through the holy angels
nebiryoka bitutuukako eno gye tuli
then they reach us wherever we are
osobola okutambulatambulamu
you can walk around
osisinkana ng'alina obuzibu
if at all you meet them with any problem
omusabire esaala ey'amaanyi
to them a great prayer
era bayibuli egamba nti n'okusaba kw'omutuukirivu
and even the Bible said that the prayer of a righteous one
kuyinza nnyo mu kukola kwako
it avails much
mumbulizeeko oba ng'ali bulungi
greet him for me if at all is good
mumbulizeeko oba ng'ali bulungi
ask for me him if you approach their goal
omusanga ngalina obuzibu bonna mubiri
if at all you find them with any default in the body
osobola okumusabira esaala
you can pray them a prayer
ne mukama wafa namuwonya
even our Lord Jesus will heal him
ne mukama wafa namuwonya
even the Lord will heal him
kale twagala okwebaza nnyo mukama
so we want to thank the Lord
osobola okwongera okutambulako n'obuza kwobadde tonaba kubuuza
you can continue to move around and greet wherever you have not yet
greeted nga bwe tweteekateeka okweyanjula eri kitaffe
as we get prepared to be introduced the father
n'abo bonna abakyali ebweru
and even those who are still outside
oze n'ekigendererwa eky'olukuŋŋaana olutukuvu
when you have come with the great intention of the holy meeting
n'abo bonna abazze n'ekigendererwa eky'okukuŋŋaana
even those who have come with the intention of
olukuŋŋaana olutukuvu
in the great meeting
tubasaba basembere
we welcome them
tutandikire wamu
so that we can begin together
ekitiibwa n'ettendo tubizza eri mukama
glory and honor be back to God
kubanga tumanyi ddala nga liri basanyu jereere
because we need to know that it will be a great joy
bwetumaliriza emirimu emingi
when we finish up the great works
emirimu emingi
the great works
gye tuliko wano eno ku nsi
which we are doing here on earth
tulyoke tudde eri kitaffe
then we go back to the father
nga tuwangudde
after winning
enya mukama lyebazibwe
praise the name of the Lord
osobola okumawo mu kifo kyo
you can also rise up on your feet
osobola okudda mu kifo kyo
you can come back into your seat
owooluganda ali bulungi
is the brother fine
owooluganda ali bulungi
is that brother fine
ekitiibwa n'ettendo tubiddiza mukama
glory and honor be back to the Lord
tusanyusa okubalaba mu linnya lya mukama waffe yesu
we are so much grateful to see the name of our Lord Jesus
amanya n'eddoboozi omusumba mukiibi
fredi by the names and voice of Pastor Frederick Mukiibi
awamu n'omusomesa w'ekigambo kya katonda
together with the teacher of the word of the Lord Julius Chrysolari
n'omusomi waffe wa bayibuli
and the reader of the Bible teacher James
tusanyusa nnyo okubalaba mu lukuŋŋaana lw'olwaleero
we are so grateful to see you in today's meeting
lwe lukuŋŋaana olw'abatukuvu
it is the meeting of the saints
kitaffe n'omwana n'omwoyo omutukuvu
father son and the holy spirit
nga batuleese okwongera okubategeera
as they have come to bring us to continue know them
okwongera okumumanya
or to continue know them
twagala okweyongerayo
we want to move on
ate oluvannyuma tulabe ekigenda okuddako
and afterwards we shall see what is going to be next
okusinziira ku Petero ekisooka essuula esooka
according to 1 Peter chapter 1
olunya olwokusatu
verse 3 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3
Petero ekisooka essuula eyookubiri n'olunyiriri olwokusatu
essuula esooka
Petero ekisooka essuula esooka n'olunyiriri olwokusatu
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3
yeebazibwe Katonda era Kitaawe wa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo eyatuzaala omulundi ogw'okubiri ng'okusaasira kwe okungi bwe kuli tubeerenga n'essuubi eddamu olw'okuzuukira kwa Kristo Yesu kwa Yesu Kristo mu bafu
enya mukama lyebazibwe
yeebazibwe
katonda kitaffe
praise be to God the father
oba yeebazibwe katonda kitaawe wa mukama waffe yesu kristo
praise be to God the father wa Lord Jesus
eyatusaasira
the one who forgiven us
okusaasira kwe kungi
his mercy is enduring
era okusaasira kwe kwatuleetera okuzaalibwa omulundi ogw'okubiri
and his mercy brought us to be born the second time
tubeere n'essuubi eddamu
so that we can have a living hope
so tewali nsonga yonna etukuŋŋaanya
there's no any other reason as why we gather
singa twali tetusobodde kuzaalibwa mulundi gwakubiri
if at all we were not born again
enya mukama lyebazibwe
praise the name of the Lord
eyo olw'okuba nti tuyina essuubi eri eddamu
but because we have that living hope
ti eyazuukiza mukama waffe yesu mu bafu
that the one who raised our Lord Jesus from the dead
asobolera ddala okutuzuukiza okuva mu kuzikirira kwe tubaddemu
he can also raise us from the dust the destruction we have been. That's why we continue to gather every day to know him. And even understand his ways. And leave our past acts. After having been told. And also to understand fully. The power that raised Christ from the dead. But before we move on, we are going to get introduced to him and thank him. Praise the name of the Lord. It wouldn't have been easy for us to be renewed if I thought the Lord Jesus Christ never came to us. And if I thought he never wished to give out himself because of our sins. And it would have been possible if I thought the Father was also pleased. That the Father was pleased. And he gave out his only Son
to
come and redeem us who had sinned. Those who had come out of their inheritance. And even the Holy Spirit. And also accepted to bring him in the womb. Praise the name of the Lord. The womb of the woman. And even our Lord accepted to be birthed as a child. However much is God. And he was God. And he left all those
honors.
So we cannot miss that opportunity to thank them. That in the other season we had been persecuted and cast away. Because of the madness we had done. And right now we accepted as the Father to come and be brought to be given the inheritance. Praise the name of the Lord. We are going to raise up on our feet. We introduce ourselves to the Father and to the Son and unto the Holy Spirit. We tell them that we are in this place. And also thank them because they have laid well our feet. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us rise up on our feet and we introduce ourselves to the Father and even the eyes of the Son and unto the Holy Spirit. We all together, when we raise up our voices, the Father in heaven, we want to thank you. God is seated above the heavens. In the name of our Lord Jesus,
we
want to thank because of today. As the book was written in Genesis chapter 2, that you put there the sun and the moon to count for us seasons. And the Bible says that death it was darkness and come morning. That is the one day. We want to thank you because those ministers who did their work and thus they counted days for us of the shadow days and will continue to add on our
years.
But we understand fully that all the things they are like bear to you and you will bring our reasons. And we understand that in your place doesn't
break
down. But when you put there to profit us and even to remind us of your ways, Father seated above the heavens, indeed, you are the Father of our birth through our Lord Jesus. And we are pleased to be the Father of all creation. As the scriptures speak about you, that we don't have any other Father. According to Matthew 23:9, indeed, you are the Father of all spirits. Because you speak in Malachi chapter 3, you speak in Ezekiel 18, that whatever soul sins will be destroyed. And he's speaking Malachi, that all spirits are yours. You are all the father of the souls. And we too, as children of men, who were made in your image, oh our Lord Jesus, those who first fell through Adam, but he sent for them the Son, our Lord Jesus, to come and get us from our sins. Father, who were birthed the second time by the Spirit and water, and we sanctify through the Word. Father, we want to thank you because of today you have added us, and we want to please because of the good works you have done that are passing through our Lord Jesus, and which are passing through the Holy Spirit, and they are perfected by the angel, because you have done them in our midst, and you have passed through the righteousness to come past, being perfected through the Son, our Lord Jesus. And fathers, you have gathered us today because of your Spirit. We have come to thank you. We have come to thank you, because it's not a simple word. People to be on earth well understanding, and people to be on earth well knowing, and it's not a simple word. People to walk in the world when they are righteous. But we want to thank you because you sanctify by the blood of the Lamb, so that you can become worthy, not because of our own righteousness, not by our own power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. That's why we humble before the Spirit of the Lord, and those are the seven spirits of God. As we have come to sanctify your eyes, which you have walked to evil, in thinking and meditation, and even to get out of the commands, we sanctify ourselves to be righteous, because we know in Hebrews that without holiness no one can see you. That's why you repent from all the sins where you have done to get out of your law, which you have kept us to walk in righteousness. Father, we ask that you forgive us, and you accept your Spirit to continue to convict the world of sin, continue to convict in our lives, to continue convicting righteousness and judgment, so that you can learn how to walk. And we ask you, Father, to receive, and you accept the blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus, to sanctify from the evil thing, and you accept your Spirit so that you can continue sitting now in this, because we understand it well, that when the nation trouble you in generation, you took away your Spirit from them, and you speak in Genesis Proverbs chapter 123, that accept my rebuke, I will pour out my Spirit. Father, we accept your rebuke, and we accept you to pour your Spirit upon us, to bring us understand your word, and we request you to pour your Spirit upon us, because we cannot understand without your Spirit, because it's not by might nor authority, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Father, help us to understand. Help us take away unrighteousness from our eyes, and all those which have been manifested in your eyes. We request you to sanctify us by the blood, and clean us from the unfilthiness, and bring us into the understanding. You bring us unto wisdom. You bring us unto answer. You bring us to power. Then you bring us to knowledge. Then we learn how to fear you, Lord. Then the Holy Spirit leads us. And we want to welcome you, Father, in our midst. Maybe you come and take your first place. Oh God, you do your works in our midst, in today's fellowship, in the fellowship of the saints, as we are going to listen,
okuyiga
as we move on to understand
era tugenda maso okusomesebwa ngu
as we move on to business
tata tusaba omoyo omutukufu
father we request your spirit
alabisiwenga akole emirimu gye
to be manifested doing his
work alabisiwenga atuzo obuja
to be manifested renewing
alabisiwenga atuwonya
to be manifested healing
ai katonda kitaffe
oh God the father
abaze nebizibu
those who have come with the problem
abaze nokunyigirizibu
those who have come with the
abaze nendwadde
those who have come with
abaze nokutabulwa
those who have come with omoyo
omutukufu yeka
your spirit
yasobola kutesa
is the one who can reason out
kusinzira mu lubereberi esula esooka
according to Genesis chapter 1
esi yali njerere nga yetabudde tabudde
the earth was void and empty
era nga n'ekizikiza kyali kimamidde kungulu
ku busi the darkness was covering the earth
ne Bible yegamba
but the Bible says
omoyo omutukufu n'amaamira
the Holy Spirit hovered
tata n'olyoko yogera nti kakano wabe
then you say that let there be
era oluvannyuma lw'okulagira
and after commanding
oyita mu kigambo kyo
passing through your word
mukama waffe Yesu Kristo
our Lord Jesus Christ
ebintu byonna ne bibanga bwe bitiwe
all the things came to pass.
Era Bible yegamba nti Katonda na Katonda nalabanga chakoze nga kirungi.
And the Bible says that God saw that what he had done was good.
Tukirizanti kwa kolebitukiride langa birungi.
Accept that you do good things are perfect.
Chetu batukwaniriza masekati gafe.
That's why we welcome in our midst.
Ojokolo mulimu gwo mukama.
To come and do your work.
Okuita moyo wa magezi.
Passing through the spirit of
wisdom. Oyongero kutukuma.
You continue to keep us.
Oyongero kutukula abagezi.
You continue to make us wise.
Kubanga tukirize chigambo cho mukama.
Because we believe in your word.
Otujema magezi gonago obuzalirano.
Take away all the
Otujema magezi gonago munsi.
You take away or the other wisdom.
Tata getwa wabira munga tuigirizwa munsi.
Which we perverted through the law of
Moses.
And with this
nebintu yetuzenga tutambuliramu.
And all the things we have gone.
Tata lyokoto pula abagezi mu kigambo.
You make us wise in the world.
Kubango yogera mu Yeremiya sura yo 8.
Because you speak in Jeremiah.
Tata ngati musiza amalobo zigafe.
As we raise up our voices.
Goyogera ngo gamba.
You speak and say.
Kubanga tuganye kigambo cho.
If I told reject your
words. Magezi agali mu agali mufe.
Kind of wisdom is now.
Tata kaka ntukirize kigambo
cho. We believe in your word.
Okatukuka abagezi maso
that you can be wise in your
mind kubanga magezi gapete muri mukutegera
because now we own wisdom there's no understanding
tata siku wapo kubanga twerungamye
it's not upon us to lead our soul
we chigambo cho
but because of your word
chetu batwanirizo moyo wa magezi
that's why we welcome the spirit of wisdom
alabisiwe mu bulamu bwafe mukama
be manifested in our lives
ne bibinje bya ba malaika ba maiko
the groups of angels in maiko
ngoro kutwala muri muno buwerezo bo chetu
they continue to take out in the word
tata do moyo wo kutegera
and even the spirit of understanding
asobola utukunganyizano kat
to come and gather for us here today
gakulembeddemo ekibinja ky'abamalayika bagabutyeri
leading the angels
tata tusobola okutegeera ebyawandiikibwa
we go and understand the scriptures
era tusobola okumanya
and so that you can
bwebiri omoyo obye yakunganya
which the spirit gathered
era neryo okutesa omoyo wokusatu
and even if even the spirit of
tutegeera ebiro n'ebiseera bwebiri
we understand times and seasons
onaku zose tutambulira mu wasu w'enjuba
we are walking under the sun
ai kitaffe ne bamalayika abokutesa
oh father even the council
kuyigirizibwa kolo lwalero
in the teaching of today
tata bongero kutupimira
father they continue to measure for us
gabagazia obulamu bwaffe obokutegeera
and they expand our life
era balyoke bagazia n'amagezi gaffe
and even bring it down our
wisdom omoyo obutukuva yongera okuwandika
so that your Holy Spirit can continue to
write era bagazia n'obulamu bwaffe
and even expand our life
tweyongera okwekanya n'okutegeera ebyawandikibwa
we continue to look in learn the scriptures
ai katonda kitaffe
oh God the father
tukusaba otwala obuyinza
we request that you take
obujo kuita moyo w'amaanyi
passing through the spirit of
Usimule buli chonde chitali mukutesa
you uproot whatever is not in your
heart tatanga tuimusama lobozika
as we raise up our voices
ngatugendera wamo okusaba
as we going to pray
lokukwega ilira masoko chitape
and even beseech before you
moyima moyo wa amani
blessing in the spirit of
mighty tato tubeba malaika ba amani
you send the angels of mighty
abamani twanga ba malaika benjegere
no as the angels of
change okusimula buli chonde chitali mukutesa
go and uproot whatever is not in your heart
okutandikira kubulamu bwafe
starting from our lives
okuderiye kalisa mukama
going out the church
okuderiye gwanga mukama
the nation
kubanga tuchimanyide dala
because we not clear
ngekwanga lino waliita
sebo that we call this nation
eranga tuligwanga abakole ndagano nawo
we a nation that made the covenant
eranga tuligwanga etukuvu mukama
we a nation which is holy
ngekwanga le wayogerako okuvedda mu byawandikibwa
a nation is book clock time we are going to speak
kakano ndo mukama
and right now
wali wabinji ebitali mukutesa
there are very many things which are not
mulamu kwa peneri ngekwanga lino
which is upon our nation ngo
yima moyo wa manyi kitape
blessing through the spirit of mighty
tato usimulie dala bulicho chitali mukutesa
may you uproot whatever is not your
castle
and uproot whatever you never planned
osimulie dala makalisa gaba na
uprooted the churches of the first pastor,
uprooted
the invocants of the spirit, and even the counsels of the devil, which are going to mess up the freedom of the country with the all evil acts, because it was written once that you take away the counsels of the nation and make their plans to go
corrupt.
That's why we request
you
as basing the spirit of
Almighty,
and we request you, you uproot every counsel, you uproot every power, you uproot every word of the devil which has been holding this nation and even our lives. Oh God Almighty, then you bring understanding to us that you connect for us so that you can be able to understand and also be able to fear you. Then you strengthen us with your spirit, then we win, Lord.
And
Father, we have continued to
be
you manifest your
word
and manifest your glory and your goodness
towards
our lives. As the angels continue to minister
to us,
let our life be strengthened, passing through the faith of your word, our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory and honor be back to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. I request you to prepare your pen. You prepare your pen. You prepare your pen and the book. We are going to move on with the word of God in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we are going to be taught, those who are going to report, let your phones be put in flight mode. And those who are not going to report, let the phones be put in silent mode. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. We are going to raise up on our feet and we welcome the word of God. Praise the name of the Lord. If at all never accepted the Father to love us to that extent, and he sent his spirit to gather all the things, as it is written in Isaiah 34:16, we couldn't have been able to understand, and he gathered all the things, then he helped us and he profited us. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us rise up on our feet. We honor the Father with the word, as we join up our hands, a sign of thanking, and as we thank him, and also thank him because of having accepted and he gave out our Lord Jesus, and even our Lord accepted to take off the seals. And right now we understand. Let us join up our hands as we thank the Father, thanking the Son, thanking the Holy Spirit. We thank the angels and also the complete Father, because of this knowledge and because of his word, and we give a good talk about the
same.
The Bible speaks in Isaiah
9,
and those people will open up their ears and will understand the words of the book. We want even the and even move on to Father, we want to honor you. We want to get pleased of you. The Bible says that when he brought out the book, the 24 elders, and then they put off their crown and they bowed down, and they were saying that there is no anyone who is worthy to hold of the
book
and even open up his seven seals except the lamb, the lion of the tribe of Judah.
eyawangula.
The one who won.
Eyawangula.
Is the one who won.
Okufate kwa muyinza.
The death couldn't have
come. Namagombe tega muyinza.
And even held no money.
Yagenda yo.
He went there.
Nava yonga wangude.
And he came back conquering.
Aliokawa wongo mulamu abamu kini.
So that he can move on to
come. Asani ndio kubera mukama wongulamu.
And he.
Erasani ndio kubera mukama wongupa.
Is worth it big God who is here.
Asani ndio kubera mukama wongulamu.
Is worth it big God who is here.
Erasani ndio kubera mukama wongupa.
And worth it big God who is
here. Asini kama wanga mukuzikirira.
The same nations of destruction.
Atena agama mukome wongu abana
baba. And even says that you come back sons of
men. Tewali yo mukama.
There's no Lord.
Okufa kuntani kwa.
From the beginning.
Wetuli. Ne wakubadde mu future.
Not even the future. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. In thanking God, there are many things that we can do. But let us sit now. And we continue to be taught by Him. You know, God in life, He won all the two things. He won death. And death does not have authority over him. And is Lord of life. When He decides, He can send nations move into destruction. And He can also call them to get life. So that's what makes Him be God. Because the Spirit that gives life. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us welcome the word of God, passing through His minister,
a portion
of witness, together with Pastor Sam Bosa.
Yes, we was from Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
How
have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And is life good? Is it good indeed? What about your body? You can greet of your neighbor and wish them the best, which come from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Tell them thank you for committing yourself. Thank you for being time conscious. May God bless you for that. May it count it be a blessing which reaches to eternal life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. We want to be moving on. Thank God for the moment we've passed through. He is God teaching us to profit. I expect you've glorified Him. You have praised Him. You know, in the moment when we stand up and we give Him glory and honor, right there is where you speak of His great works and you glorify Him in words and you shout hallelujah and you shout amen and you say He reigns. No one is like Him. He fills heaven and earth. Heaven is the throne. Is above all the heavens. There is where you speak honorable words. Words which are great. And all those who hear prove what you worship, you understand it. And some feel the jealousy, saying that we praise Him much. And threatening to be jealous of the one who is pleased. I think you rather go and befriend the person. If you
want to
hate them, yet they are the best.
There
you mocked yourself that you hate the God who is the best. He who was, who is, and is going to be. You think you're the first to hate Him.
Many hated him
and he chased Him from heaven, Satan and his fallen angels. Even others are in hell right now for hating Him. Now never do like that. You move on, glorify Him. Open a great relation with Him. Between you and Him. We want to move on with the call of the nation of Uganda. The call. the covenant and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda. As it was in the eras before of the BC with the nation of Israel. Now we call it the call of the entire world, which God promised, which will be based in the nation of Uganda. Usually call it the worldwide promised call upon Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. You who have been studying with us, you've understood that well. Even though we want to move on with the signs, the same signs which
you
are shown in the fulfillment of Uganda's call, and
they
are the same signs showing the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We want to move on. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa and
our
Bible reader, Teacher James, we love you all. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for coming. Thank you for committing to seek God. We base in this ministry the new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory to move on, reach unto you the call of the nation of Uganda, which profits the entire world. In this time we are in the fourth phase,
Uganda,
part of the call of the nation Uganda on behalf of the entire world. Praise Jesus. And in this fourth phase we are covering this heading, the same signs which were shown to be happening in fulfilling the call of Uganda, and still they appear like the signs to happen when the Lord Jesus is about to come back together with the end of this world. And they are in the scriptures of truth. In the scriptures of truth, we are going to be connecting Isaiah 19, Isaiah 18,
and
we connect it with Matthew 24 to give us those signs which were marked in the fulfillment of the call of the nation Uganda,
and
together with the coming of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We remember, according to Isaiah 19, from verses 1, that God is on the swift cloud and is coming to Egypt. Egypt is the present day African continent, but that was its general name. But in it we have the pearl of Africa,
Uganda.
And in Isaiah 19, verses 5 and 7, it was marked with the source of the river Nile.
And
there are many scriptures and history spoken of that, which show that that nation will prepare for the second coming of Jesus. That's why he said he's on the swift cloud and is coming to Egypt. You remember in Revelations 1:7 that God is coming on the clouds and every eye is to see him. But as the nation of Uganda, we were called to prepare all the nations for his coming, on which every eye is to see him. We resume to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God in righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, and to rebuild his church, his saints, those are going to be finding, and this time not the buildings, but we build his church. And the buildings, they are to be synagogues through which we fellowship from, enkuba
to save us from the rainfall and the sunshine, but that's not the church.
Kali twebaza Katonda.
Now we thank God.
Yatugonnomulako omulimu omulungi bwegu.
He put upon us such a great work.
Tumanyi nti okubale twatandika soma phase eno.
We know ever since we started studying this phase,
era twatandika n'okwegirizibwa engeri y'okutuukiriza.
We began to be taught at the same time how to fulfill it.
Twasooka ne tusalawo.
We first decided
to get a summary y'ebyo bye tugenda okulaba.
That we bring a summary of the things we are going to see.
Twasembayo n'akatundu akookuna.
We ended up with the fourth part.
Akatundu akasooka kaali bwe kati.
The first part was like this. Let's recap a little.
Akatundu akasooka kaali bwe kati.
The first part was like this.
Atunyonyola Isaiah 19.
And we explain Isaiah 19.
N'olisooka.
Verses 1.
Na Isaiah 18.
And Isaiah 18.
N'olisooka paka
olwokusa. Verses 1 to 3.
Era ne Matayo 24.
And Matthew 24.
Olunya olwokusa.
Verse 3.
Ne Matayo 24.
And Matthew 24.
Verse 25
to 28.
Etwasooka okubanga tunnyonnyolwa.
That's what we first got explained.
Era nga wano omutwe gwe twatunuulira gwali bwe
guti. And here the heading we looked unto was like this.
Okudda kwa Mukama waffe.
The second coming of the Lord Jesus.
Nga atunuulidde Africa.
And is focused at Africa.
Eyamanyibwa nga Egypt oba Misiri.
Was known as Egypt by then.
Okusingira ddala mu ggwanga erya Uganda.
Mostly in the nation of Uganda.
Ekkula lya Africa.
The pearl of Africa.
Ogwo nno gwe mutwe gwe twatunuulira ku luli.
That's the heading we covered last time.
Mu summary.
In the summary.
Tumanyi bulungi tugenda kwetegereza gye bujje.
Which we know we are going to cover it ahead in detail.
Omutwe ogwo summary y'okubiri gye twatunuulidde.
Summary we had looked at.
Okunyonyolwa kwa Isaiah 19.
Explaining of Isaiah 19.
Olunyiriri olw'okutaano mpaka olw'omunaana.
Verses 5 unto 8.
Na Isaiah esuula esooka ey'18.
Isaiah 18.
Olunyiriri olusooka.
Verses 1.
Yesu yeebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus so much.
Era wamu nga tugikwasaganya ne Matayo 24.
And we connected it with Matthew 24.
Olunyiriri olw'15.
Verses 15.
Mpaka 18.
Unto 18.
Ne Matayo 24.
And the Matthew 24.
Olunyiriri olw'9.
Verses 9.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ng'omutwe gwe twasomera wano.
And the heading we covered from here.
Twakwasaganya omugaki akabonero ak'omugga Kiyira.
We handled the sign of the river Nile.
N'ensibuko yaagwo mu Uganda.
And its source in Uganda.
Era nga okukendeera kw'amazzi.
And the reducing of the water levels in it.
Okw'omugga ogwo Kiyira n'emigga emirala.
Of the river Nile and the many other rivers.
Akabonero akaali kalaga okukyusibwa kw'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
It was a sign which showed the changing of the Holy Spirit.
Okuleeta omwoyo omubi.
To bring in place the evil spirit.
Okumanyiddwa nga omuzimu omutukuvu.
That which they call the Holy Ghost.
Bingi bye twakwasaganya mu kanyomero ako.
Connected many things in that part.
Ne tukuwa obufunze bwekyo.
And we gave you a brief summary of that.
Era twagenda mu maaso okulaga.
And we moved on to show you.
Nti Mukama yalambika mu byawandiikibwa.
That God marked in the scriptures.
Nti bwe tuliraba omugga ogwo Kiyira nga gukendeeza amazzi.
And when we shall see the river Nile reduce its water levels.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bwe tuliraba omugga ogwo nga gukendeeza amazzi.
When we see the river Nile reducing in water levels.
Nga tumanya nti n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu akendedde mu bantu.
Until we shall know the Holy Spirit has reduced in the people.
Era nga waliwo n'okukyusibwa.
And there has been an exchange.
Okw'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Abantu ne baweebwamu omwoyo omulala.
And people have been given another spirit.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
So mu kigambo ekyo.
Now in that word.
Ebyo bye twajja tuwulira mu summary.
Those are what we came and we heard of in the summary.
Ebufunze.
In the summary.
Era summary yaffe ey'okusatu.
And our third summary.
Twanyonyoka Isaiah 19.
God explained Isaiah 19.
Olunyiriri olw'okubiri n'olw'okuna.
2 and 4.
Twanyonyola Isaiah 19.
Explain Isaiah 19.
Olunyo olw'okubi n'olw'okuna.
Verses 2 and 4.
Ne Isaiah 19, 21-22.
Isaiah 19, 21-22.
Nga tugikwasaganya.
And we connected it.
Ne Matayo 24.
With Matthew 24.
Olunyo olw'omukaaga n'olw'omunaana.
Verses 6 and 8.
Yesu yeebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus so much.
Wano twatunuulira omutwe.
Here we looked at the heading.
Akabonero ak'entalo.
The sign of the wars.
Mu Africa.
Within Africa.
Eyo yamanyibwa nga Egypt.
This which was known as Egypt by then. An African is fighting with an African. You will fight with your neighbor. And you're slaughtering each other. Just as you see them today. And the same it was marked in the coming of Jesus Christ. The rumors of wars will be around the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
those are some of the things we've summarized in these signs.
It
was shown in fulfillment of Uganda's call. There will be wars in Africa. And even in Uganda itself. And you can fight with a fellow Ugandan. And you hear how people cut each other with pangas these days.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So, that's
one of the third signs
when
we were summarizing what will be happening. Maybe the fourth sign we got explained of Isaiah 19, verses 9-18. And be connected with Matthew 24 from verse 44 unto 51. The heading we saw there was like this. The sign in Africa or the sign in Egypt, which is present day Africa, that Africa will be like a woman and it will lag behind in every work of it.
It will
neither have a head, a work to be the heads, neither the tails. And it is said that even in the Church of Christ, ministers would have abandoned to serve the children of God, even to give them the rightful word of God, except to torment and persecute them. We summarized those signs the last time. This day
we
want to move on with the summary of the three which are remaining. If you want to head on to the fifth sign, and we want to begin right from there in the name of the Lord Jesus.
We've
been recapping the summary we saw of last Sunday. That's why we were a bit in that speed. You said, I've not understood at all. Mostly if you have been here a first timer in this place. And not been here before as we started that. But we are moving on with the signs which we are shown. That which will be prevailing in fulfillment of Uganda's call. And there are the signs which we are shown which will be prevailing in the coming of the Lord Jesus and the end. Praise Jesus so much. Now we still move on with the fifth sign. And we see the same signs which we are shown, which will be prevailing
in
the fulfillment of Uganda's call, together with the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end. Expect you've understood the heading well. We are moving on to the fifth sign. This fifth sign, we are going to be explaining Isaiah 19, verses 19-21. We are to explain Isaiah 19, from verse 19-21, and Isaiah 18, verses 7. And we connect with Matthew 24, verse 3 and 5. And Matthew 24, and verse 9 to 14. Matthew 24, verses 9 to 14. And Matthew 24:23-25, we are going to be explained of that.
We are going to study them under this heading. The sign showing resuming preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Sign of resuming to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And it's the pillar and the sign and the witness which was shown to be within the midst of Africa or in Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The sign of resuming to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And it's the pillar, sign, and the witness which was shown to be happening in the midst of Africa or Egypt, majorly in Uganda, part of Africa. That sign, it was marked very well.
We
are going to be explained of it well. God showed in the days of the coming of Jesus, the gospel of the kingdom of God must resume to be preached in the kingdom of heaven and the righteousness. But what surprises most, that sign in the call of the nation Uganda, it was marked that it will be a pillar and a witness unto all the nations. There will be an altar and a pillar. An altar, the pillar, and the
shrine,
and the witness in the midst of Egypt or the present day Africa.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. It's surprising that signs connect with each other very well.
We're
going to first give you a brief sample
of
what we are shown in the coming of Jesus.
The
gospel of the kingdom will resume to be preached in that time. But it will come from what? It will come because of false prophets who have increased the men in the world and to pervert the many. Praise Jesus so much. According to Matthew, Matthew 24, verse 3 and 5, he spoke this on this issue. Matthew 24 from verse 3.
Bwe yali atudde ku lusozi Zaituni, abayigirizwa ne bajja gyali kyama. Ne bagamba nti, tubuulire bino we biribeererawo, n'akabonero k'okujja kwo bwe kaliba, n'akabonero nti n'ak'emirembe gino okuggwaawo.
Yesu
praise Jesus so much.
Mukama waffe Yesu,
our Lord Jesus,
yali atudde ku lusozi olwa Zaituni,
when he was sat on the Mount of Olives.
Yes, he was born.
Praise Jesus so
much.
And the disciples came to ask him.
And
they told him, give us the signs which will be prevailing for your coming and even the passing away of this world. He moved on to tell them this. Matthew 24 verses 4.
Mulabe omuntu yenna tabanyaganga. Olunyo olw'okutaano. Kubanga bangi abalijja mu linnya lyange nga bagamba nti nze Kristo. Balikyamya bangi.
Yesu
yagamba
nti kubanga bangi abalijja.
Say that many will come.
Nga bw'olidde Matayo 24, 4 and 5.
Like you've heard in Matthew 24, 4 and 5.
Nti kubanga bangi abalijja mu linnya lyange.
Many will come in my name.
Era nga beyita Kristo.
And they call themselves the Christ.
Era balikyamya bangi.
And they will change many.
Wano tukugamba ki?
Here we tell you what. We tell you like this.
Did you hear
that? Remember,
in
John 3:16, when God loved the world, he gave his one begotten Son.
Christ
is one. But if you find in the world
different
ministries called churches,
but
everyone has their own Christ.
That's where you begin to understand. There will be happening many cries. And many will appear. And they call themselves the Christ. There we speak of evil spirits. We speak of the fallen angels. And they appear as Christ and manifest to many different people. That's why you find they telling you. That Jesus in a certain place is different from another in another place. And they tell you the Jesus of the other place heals and the one elsewhere never heals. Everyone feels they have their Jesus they met. Yet the one who gave us one Christ. According to how he explains John 3:16, that when God loved the world, he gave his one begotten Son. The world to be saved through him. The one who believes him is not condemned. The one who never believes him is condemned.
So,
anytime you begin to hear that there is a Jesus at Bukalango, there is a Jesus in the certain place, you begin to wonder. If you hear someone telling you, me, my Jesus sent me over my things and you to your own things, you immediately get to know there are other Jesus who appear in this world. And they appear to the people in visions and dreams. But when our God was warning us, in Colossians 2, he said, as you were given Christ, move like that in him. You have to remember how was Jesus given us.
If
he was appearing how? And what was he doing? The Jesus who appeared these days, do they appear like the one who was given us? That's what Jesus has warned us of. Matthew 23:5. That they will be coming many Christs. They will be claiming to be the Christ. And they will deceive many. This is the generation someone will tell you, my Jesus has his seat, it's right here. You find another, they call it Jesus. Jesus is free to familiarize him like that.
So, now,
anytime you see that sign, in the songs they sing
there,
that the Jesus of the other person heals, you
too
get back to understanding. And you wonder, Jesus of the other heals, what about of the other?
Yes, we have to
praise Jesus so much. And it is so surprising. I'm not going to go detail for I told you we're giving a summary. Remember he said the sign of the false prophets after it will happen. The false prize and the false prophets. Gospel of the kingdom of God will arise again and be preached again. And he said that it will be a pillar and the altar and the sign and the witness in the midst of Egypt, in the midst of Africa, in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
you have to be careful of this season. When
he
speaks Matthew 24:9, he says this. Let's read Matthew 24:9-14. Matthew 24:9.
Rebalibawayo mwe mubonyebonyezebwe balibatta balibawayo mwe
will hand you over to be persecuted and to kill you. Let me tell you, when the false Christ came and their prophets are existing, they hand you over to suffering. They can make you fast endlessly.
And
if you think they're going to give you over to persecutions,
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
They
will hand you over. Prophets and false Christs come. And the apostles. And the false pastors. All spiritual gifts are. They hand you over to persecution. They
can
make you fast endlessly. And they tell you, give everything you have. You need to give it out. After you've given them out, and what they have promised you has not come to pass, and they dedicate to the ocean, take that one as your sacrifice. Most of you are waiting to be given out to government to be persecuted.
Before
that happens, they give you out in the spiritual world. Spoken Ezekiel 13, he said, they have sold the lamb of my sheep for the pounds of silver and the bread, and they haunt spirits of my people.
He
would never give to them, they haunt you. If you don't have anything to give, they don't pray for you.
And
if they pray for you and you don't give an offering, you get sick again.
You know,
maybe you are not gotten revealed yet.
That
they'll give you up to being persecuted.
I'm seeing the Holy Ghost is moving.
And the Holy
Ghost is
and
you fall down,
knock each other. They don't mind, they are tormenting you.
That is the Holy Ghost.
Hit your head on the ground, they said, that is the Holy Ghost. Even if you roll to the other
extreme,
and you knock your head on the wall,
it
has the spirit of Satan, it doesn't mind, it torments.
If
you see the way he heals like that, and people are falling and kicks them.
He
sees you like an insect, something. He kicks you spiritually, and you jump, fall to the other extreme. You wait that they will torment you and persecute you when?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
They will
hand you over to being persecuted.
People
fall on you for hours, you're on the floor. They cannot make you laugh. You laugh like something mad.
No,
and you are laughing. The next day you're laughing, they don't mind. Now ask yourself.
Yes, we are calling
Jesus. Oh, you saw Jesus do that. If you find him and tell you he has his Jesus, don't be surprised. They have fallen angels, they worship. Those fallen angels appear to them as Christ. They appear to different people. Those signs were shown. They are being shown, God says. Even the gospel of the kingdom of God
will
resume to be preached in that time. When we connect signs shown in Isaiah
19,
verses 19 to down, he said, in that exact time, there will be an altar of the
one
of God we are going to be looking at it.
And
there will be a pillar of the sign
and
the witness. In the midst of Egypt, in the midst of Africa,
but
God chose Uganda to put that pillar and altar,
the
witness of the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness. And what's most important, it's with us right here in the full knowledge.
We
come here, see images of the gospel of the kingdom, and you say, why? Because that was what was shown to be happening.
Most when we
studied the John of Heaven, they
said,
but why did you go back to the John of
Heaven?
That's the pillar and the
altar.
The witness.
The
sign in the midst of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's finish in Matthew.
Matayo esuli ya bilimwenya n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Matthew 24 verses 9.
Lebali bawayo mwe mubonyebonyezebwe bali batta namwe mulichayibwa amawanga gonna okubala ngeri nnya lyange.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ndi bannabbi abo bulimba.
Those false prophets.
Abekubanyina aba bali mu nsaba kya wakatonda.
They have condemned those in the world who hate God.
Bajja kuba wayo n'okutta batte.
They will even give you up and even kill.
Sadaka bazisusi.
And sacrifices are too much.
Bangi abasaddakiddwa mu kanisa.
Many have been sacrificed in church.
And given up as
offerings to their false Christs.
Now you waited
those of the world that will give you up.
Satan
trapped
you. And
waited you in that they call church.
And he
gave you up through there in the false
prophets.
The false apostles.
Abasumba
abobulimba, false pastors,
abulizi benjiri abobulimba,
false evangelists,
amadini agobulimba
bonna, which are false.
Gwe walina mbu government yegenda
okuwa. You waited that the government will give you up.
Bajja be bakuweerayo ddala mu kanisa gy'okuŋŋaanira.
They give you up right in the church where you fellowship from.
Bw'oba towaayo bakasasiro.
If you don't give an offering that you are rubbish to them.
Baba kulaba bulabi.
They just see you.
Tulina kubanga bo amakuru agabo toli nti tebakulaba mu value ya kusikira bwa kabaka bwa
katonda. You have value to inherit the kingdom of God.
Value bajjajira bagwa bintu.
Your value will be seen by the possessions you have.
Iru bire ngulinga nge chibuka
cha nabu. You are like an Easter to that prophet.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Yavaga mbabwati.
That's why he says this.
Matayo 2 munya.
Matthew 24.
Matayo sura ya 2 munya olinyiri olw'ekkumi.
Matthew 24 verses 10.
Mubirebyo banja abali esitala
okwesitala mubirebyo
in those days
banja abali gamba nayo bulokole bulochi
celebrate the salvation
era munsi yona waliwo okwesitala
and in the entire world many are turning away from the faith
yate wano mu Uganda
yet in Uganda it's too much
ate simanyi ubu top
I hear the one of top
B5
is in the P5
bevuma no
they are using each other with another of Kawala. As you are there, that the one of Canaan,
they're
with Pastor Chiganda, and they're abusing each other. And many
people
begin to give up salvation. And the stumbling comes from there. The pastor stolen from you.
And
all along he tells you, he takes it to Christ, he eats it himself.
And
you reach to say, but now. Is this salvation? What is this moving on? Pastors are so rich. The sheep are very poor. What is this?
I've
taken long pray, but God is not arising for me, pastor. You go and die. You go back to such a person. This salvation, no. The pastors tormented you.
What do you have to babe? There
are people who are youth.
They
got saved in 2000. They suffered in church. Some of them were in the
choir.
Others preached on the way.
And they pushed
others towards the other pastor. And they made all mobilizations of people to their pastors. The pastors were rich. They didn't remember those people.
All the Christians, they are singing secular songs. Others gave up salvation.
Those pastors protruded their stomachs and they got so rich. And they did take care of the sheep. Men stumbled.
When
you find them, they say, you speak salvation, you. You don't even understand it. Don't you think there is any born again these days? Me, I thought my pastor was born again. But what did he do to me?
teri barokole wano
they are not born again
nga bwagamba
and that's what
nga ye Yesu tala yakowa
stumble they go tired
yafuna obukadde bibiri
they go 200 million the pastor told them
buleka busule wano
let it flip here
ufuno omukisa
it will be blessed
msumba te yabuze
the pastor then give back the money
Musumba mutandika naye muri
bulungi. You begin with the pastor you are
well.
You give him your own things.
Watu okufuna nga.
When they reach to get rich, they chase you aside.
Amafuta gendi mukati.
Anointing I'm in now.
Yesu chono.
Jesus is this.
Yesu abayigiriza eba mubiranga.
Jesus is disciples we are close to him.
Bonna yabalabirira.
All of them took care of them. Treated them well. Pastor, I'm a full-time minister. What salvation is this?
You
find a
youth
is technically 10+ years in his
family.
When he reaches to marry, they tell him, go look for your money for marriage.
He looks
for money.
They don't even support the pastor.
He has many houses.
The one who plays
instruments, he doesn't mind where he sleeps. And he said, I'm tired of salvation. I have turned aside.
You
try to block it. Even girls who went to pastor's offices. And the pastor said, you're looking good. You are looking good. You are looking very good.
And I'm going, oh,
I'm joking. You've not seen. Maybe you've not understood what is moving on.
Tell
you stumbling has been much. It's moving on.
The
gospel of the kingdom and righteousness never rises again. It's what can stop them now. Restore the spirits of the children of God. Those which have stumbled over those things. These are promises he promised saying. If I'm about to come back. Jesus told us that. After that has happened,
the gospel of
the kingdom will be
preached
again. Will be a witness
unto
all the nations. And the end will come.
Remember,
at the time is peace of
gospel
of the kingdom to be preached. To be a witness
unto
the nations.
Take
us back to Isaiah 19:19-21.
He
promised there will be an altar,
a
pillar,
a sign,
a witness.
Which
is the witness we know it's come.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
So twisting
now we find ourselves.
The
signs connect well. Shown Uganda to fulfill the call upon
us.
Same sign showing the coming of Jesus.
So the destiny of it comes
to pass the destiny of Uganda. Of the call of Uganda.
It
ends up in preparing all nations for the coming of Jesus. Let's move in Matthew here. Matthew 24:10.
Mubire ebyo banji abali esitala bali wangana yo bali chawagana.
What is in the church?
Atuwane Uganda mkama atulagideko.
Here in Uganda God has shown it.
Me,
I am of the P5, leave me alone. Me, I'm of the
Canaan.
You are of the seven dogs.
Look
at the wizards of
Kawara.
You know, being that you are abusing each other. Pastors on television.
You fool.
Don't familiarize me again. As we are there, the one of those are the dogs. He speaks like that.
Hey,
fools!
Those of Canaan, they don't forgive.
But
the pastor said, never forgives.
Jesus,
Pastor said, these are victory.
They're
thieves. What's in the scriptures they were shown they will be happening. Why are they in Uganda, man? Awaken you. Restore the gospel of the kingdom and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. The dogs. Today we are going to pray for the dogs. A pastor calling others dogs on the pulpit. The thieves and things like that. And he abuses them direct. You the sheep, what are you going to do? Go back home, you write a list of abuses. I'm going to abuse that pastor who attacked my pastor. He abused him. Matthew 24:11. What is here?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Here we have to explain many things. How does a false prophet appear? A false prophet can come in Jesus' name.
The
Bible speaks of him in Deuteronomy 30. If there will be a prophet or a dream of dreams, and they'll give you a sign or a miracle, and
it
comes to pass, but
how
can they take you to worship gods you've never worshipped? Don't follow that prophet. For the Lord your God, he will be testing you to see whether you love him with all your heart and all your love. A false prophet, he can make and work a miracle. He can give you a sign and happen. But you must be able to know the living God. Going to pervert you to serve another God. You tell you what God has done for you. He is telling you, give up your house. You offer your house and your land. What Jesus asks such things. There you know.
All
the miracles happened. Even the sign of seen it. But he has told me, I take this water, I will bath it in the crossroads in the night. That this anointing oil, I spray it on the
tails
of my competitors as I take them up. That is witchcraft.
Nabi,
the prophet.
He gave a sign
and it happened.
And
he tells you this soap. Gives a blessing when you bath it. Now take this salt. It's the salt of blessing. Take this bread. It's a blessed bread. Take this rice. It's a holy rice. Take this water. There are many things. Usually see them as the schemes of Satan. On the Tuesday and Wednesday, we are about to open the Red Christ in this church and the False Christ in their churches. And you move on, see the chaos out there.
okukyamizibwa kati kungi.
Deceiving is too much now. Olwakuba nti abantu bamanyi na njiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda bw'erina okubeera. Even know how the gospel of the kingdom of God has to be.
N'obutuukirivu.
And the righteousness.
Obwakabaka bw'omu.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Abantu balowooza ebibuulirwa y'enjiri.
People think what is being preached is the gospel.
Naye nga munnange kankana abantu bakyabuulira njiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
These days people don't more preach the gospel of the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu bw'obwakabaka bw'omu.
Righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Wabula buli abuulira enjiri abuulira amaliriza mu by'oyagala.
Whoever preaches ends up in what you want.
Ogenda mawanga.
Going to nation.
Nkulaba owebwa
kino. I see you be given this.
Ebyo byonna Mukama yabituwadda naye enjiri munaayogera kuti. Munaatubuulira ddi enjiri?
All those God gave them to us, but when will you preach to us the gospel?
Katusome tuwulire.
Let's read on here.
Matayo esula ya 24 n'olunyiri olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri.
Matthew 24 verse 12.
Era kubanga obujeemu buliyinga obungi. Okwagala kw'abasinga obungi kuliwola.
Era kati bwe bituuka ku by'ekkanisa.
Reaches church.
Ekkanisa mu bwakabaka okubuulira enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa
Katonda. Reach the gospel of the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
And the righteousness.
Mu bwakabaka bw'omu.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Nawe totubuulira biki?
Don't tell us what's that.
Ffe tugenda kutulagulako
bantu. We are going to be prophesied upon.
Era oli bwe bamuleeta wano.
When they bring someone here.
Agenda owulira tuli mu njiri.
They hear we are in the gospel.
N'agamba wano tebalagula.
They hear they don't prophesy.
Nze nakowako wano.
Me, I'm tired.
Ng'aweta.
And they go.
Kubanga yawola ddati naye
omutakimanyi. Because they drew cold yet they don't know it.
Olwaba nabbi b'obulimba abangi
n'abasumba
b'obulimba.
And pastors false.
Ye yamanyira enjiri eri ey'obulimba.
Used to the gospel which is false.
Yamanyira bamubuulira ku kyawulira ng'ayagala.
To preach to them what they want to hear.
Omanyi lwaki abaweereza ab'emirembe gino?
You know why ministers of this age?
Okuva mu bannaddiini n'ab'obulokozi
obwo. Right from religious people and the salvation prevailing.
Obulinga obwo obwebuto nga bwe. Lwaki basoma nnyo
theology? You know why they studied theology much?
Basoma theology n'ani omulala?
They studied theology.
N'ani omulala?
And philosophy.
Aha, philosophy. Ne bwakutunako
bwa. Even if they look at you like this.
Ashorugamba.
They can say.
Nkulaba.
I see you.
Oyagala kugenda mu mawanga.
You want to go to nations.
Naye Mukama akuyimusa.
But God is raising you. They just look at you. Read your mind.
Si Mukama ndi abimulazi. Abamu tebalina na mizimu. Naye balimba.
Some of them have no problem. They are liars.
Omanyi abamu bakozesa emizimu
okulagula.
Balina mizimu gya bulimba kati balagula naye nga abira bufezi.
Akutunulako bwa.
Kutunula gy'oba
otunudde.
Ng'agamba nkulaba.
Ewammwe
temuzimbanga
ku nyumba. Your home you have never built a house.
A
storied house.
Kati gwe no mama.
As you said,
omwoyo wa Mukama
bannange. The spirit of the Lord has sent me.
Naye bwe tunatuuka okulaba Kristo omutuufu n'ekkanisa
ye ne
bakuyisaba obulimba ojja tegeera engeri gye
babikolamu.
Era ojja mmanya ababira n'emyoyo emibi n'abalina egy'obulaguzi n'abalina emyoyo egy'obubi egy'okulimba obulimbi nga nebyayogera ti si bya
bulaguzi.
Bapulidikita. Abamu bafuusa
bamagisia.
Ayinza n'okuleetera embeera etaliwo n'agamba yeeyo ogiwulira kati giiyo ke kukome nako
ogiwulire.
Nuwulira nga mutuufu kyekyo ky'olimu kyennyini era obadde na mulwadde ebbanga lyo nakumbe wakalwala awo. Ozanya n'obulimba
obulimba.
Yes, we
praise Jesus so much.
So mubigambe bya boluganda.
Now in those words providence.
Twagala okwongera okwetegereza obubonero
buno. We want to move on look at these signs.
Obwalagibwa obulibeerawo.
Those which you are shown to happen.
Okutuukiriza kw'eggwanga okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lya Uganda.
Fulfillment of Uganda's call.
Ate era ng'ebubonero bwe bumu.
They are the same signs.
Obwalagibwa mu kudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu
obulibeerawo. Which you are shown the second coming of Jesus.
Yes, we praise
Jesus so much.
Kale olw'okumulisibwamu kale okutonotono.
Now for being lightened.
Kale Mukama atuyambye
God has helped us.
Tusose biyita mu bufunze osoko omala oyita mu lukalala
lwabyo. Briefly pass through there that you can get an highlight of some all of them.
Yes, we praise
Jesus so much.
Katuyongere mu Matayo.
Let's move on with Matthew.
Matayo esula ya 24 olunyiri olw'ekkumi n'essatu.
Matthew 24 verse 13.
Naye agumiikiriza okutuuka ku nkomerero yalirokolebwa.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Dala warokoka obatonna
ba. Did you indeed get saved or you
began
the journey of salvation?
Whoever will endure to the end, he will be saved. What does it mean in this
world?
The Bible says, work out your salvation. If you confess salvation,
it
began the journey of salvation. But it's still lacking to be fulfilled.
But if
you endure with the day of checking out of your body,
even
the day of the end of the world, those who will be found here, you will be proven on salvation. If you take it from the body and you didn't surrender, you know my salvation has been perfected.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
The journey
of salvation, when we confessed and entered, it's not, we've not yet finished.
But
we work out for it that we can reach.
Matayo, esule ya bili mwenya, noru njiri yore kumenenya.
Matthew 24, verse 14.
Nenjile neyo waka baka, elibu uliwa mwesizo na, okubomu juli wa mawanga gona, awenkomerero neriyokeja.
Yes, he was even
yagamba.
He said,
"Tinengirie neyo bwaka baka bwaka tonda."
Even the gospel of the kingdom of God,
eribulirwe eri amawanga
gonna, it will be preached to all the nations.
Okubeera obujulirwa.
To be a witness.
Awenkomerero neriyokeja.
And then the end will come.
Yes, he was even.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kino che kanoke kabonero ketubade tusinzire nyo kulaba.
Is the sign we majorly saw.
Kanoke kabonero atakala kibwa mukuitwa kwe gwanga lya Uganda.
This was the sign which was marked in the call of the nation of Uganda. The gospel of the kingdom of God. That it will resume to be preached.
And
this gospel of the kingdom of God, it will be preached to be a witness unto all the nations. It means before the end comes, after the first prophets have come, they have shifted, perverted the gospel. There were those who were marked in this world, in all the nations of the world. And they will restore this gospel
afresh.
The gospel of the kingdom will restore. It will be preached to all nations. It will be a witness to them.
That
no one will say, I never knew
heaven.
I never knew how it looks.
Right now, it
came back with all its demonstrations.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. The gospel came with demonstrations of it.
To show
you, you live on the planet Earth. When you come out, eat the other nine planets.
There is
the firmament of the heaven stars, the sun and the moon. It shows you even hell,
yes,
where it's found in the kingdom of the stars. It shows you the circular peerless of heaven in the rim below. The blue heaven you see up there, it shows you the door of the heaven. It
moves
you in the first created heaven in the rim above, where there is the city of God, the great gathering of the angels and the saints.
There's
the second heaven with four living creatures, to the third heaven, where there is the garden of God, even above the heavens. Now the coming back of it, it comes as a witness. You decide to believe or you refuse. The witness comes to witness you chose the right or the wrong. It will remain witnessing.
Whether
to fall in the hell and the leg of
fire,
for you have preached and you refuse. And the gospel itself is the witness.
We entered
eternal life in the city of God, in the garden of God.
When you
heard the gospel of the kingdom and the righteousness of the kingdom of heaven, and you believe
it,
the reason the Bible says,
the
gospel will be preached to be a witness to all the nations. Know one thing. As Uganda,
we
have been given this mission to bring back that gospel. It was phased out, but we can bring it back. The entire world doesn't have it. Even hard to know what's in heaven.
And
it's even hard someone to preach, beginning preaching heaven and the end preaching heaven. When they begin heaven, they end in business. They
open your heart to make you think you are in things of heaven.
Yet,
he's one of those standing on the doors, he's never entered of heaven. And he hinders you who have come to enter. He keeps you in the confusions. When you connect with Matthew, when you connect with Isaiah 19, verses 19,
he
spoke of this witness where it will be. And
he
called it a great pillar.
Isaiah 19 verse 19.
Praise Jesus. On the other day,
that day,
what is about to come that day, there will be an altar.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. Let's repeat this verse.
Isaiah 19 verse 19.
Where are the borders of Egypt in Uganda? The present day Egypt. You go back, look for them. Isaiah 19 verses 20. That altar and that pillar will be a sign and the witness. They tell you the gospel of the kingdom of God. The gospel of the kingdom of God. It will be a witness to nations.
Now,
God marked which nation which hold, will hold that work. There will be an altar. This is an altar. The altar of the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Those who expect to light and physical altars in your house,
that you are choked.
The altar already began here.
Though
you came here and you got called in God's word, you are awakened in a few days. The fire of the word begins to raise up in you. Except when you are a son of perdition.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Amen.
Let's repeat verse 19.
Isaiah 19 verse 19. Ere riba akabonero era omujulirwa eri mukama owejje mu nsi ye Misiri kubanga bali kabira mukama olwaba jozi na ye aliba weereza omulokozi
muliriza bulungi nyo.
Listen very clear.
Ani omulokozi.
Who welcomes the savior?
Abali ne mpaje
ekyo no the pillar and the altar.
Yes, you was with
praise Jesus.
Ndi kuruna kurulia eri.
On the other day,
walibera echoto.
There will be an altar.
Ere mpaji.
And the pillar.
Manye mpaji cha chitegezi.
You know what a pillar means?
Mpaji ruwaka. Ngani boji guwa koji. Nenye te waliche.
Pillars, strong though you shake it, can't be moved.
Kalibera kaponeru.
It will be a sign
akukunda kwani
of the coming of the Lord. And the witness unto all the nations. Now listen. Matthew 24:14.
They
explain to you the witness what they speak of.
Matthew 24:14.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
The
gospel of the kingdom of God
is
resumed to be preached unto all the nations to be a witness, and then the end will come. Now listen.
Isaiah 19
verse 19 to 20. It will be a sign,
and
a witness in the midst of Egypt
or
in the midst of Africa.
Who
is in the midst of Africa?
Who
is the heart of Africa?
Africa?
Who is the pearl of Africa?
Uganda, Kulariani.
Uganda, the pearl.
Awe yaradantu walibera wo.
Marked there will be
echoto,
an altar,
empire,
and a pillar,
era kabonero,
and a sign
okudakwa mkama wafu
Yesu, of the coming of Jesus, and the witness of the gospel of the kingdom of God. And that gospel to move all nations to be a witness. You may think, why are they here? If you study with us in the
Jano,
no, you start the altar
of God
to be in Uganda, Africa. A strong pillar and a sign of the coming of Jesus.
And
the witness
to
all the nations.
If
the end will come.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Verse 21
says, that time when that pillar is happened, this is the nation which will be able to call the
Savior.
Lord, we finished
your
you
work.
To come, Jesus, time is up.
I will
never forget. It was the third year in the journey of heaven.
He told me,
after you will have built my church, my saints,
and
my spirit has come back in them, then you call me and I will come back. I proved. Remember every vision
I saw.
We went in studying it. Where is it written? What is told you? Why is he saying Uganda, you are the one to call him to come back?
Oh,
he is his bride, say, come.
And
he had and say, come, O Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mazima,
when you look in Isaiah,
what?
He speaks
peace. Uganda?
Why Uganda?
Let
me show you another sign.
Isaiah 19, verse 21. Era mukama alimanyibwa Misiri. Naba Misiri balimanya mukama.
Era omanyi tukugambye nti kuluna kululi. Kulilo yasubiza
luliyo. He promised.
Olwo kutukirizo kuitibwa
kwa Uganda. He met of the call of Uganda.
Olwo kudda kwe.
Of his coming.
Mukama alimanyibwa muki?
God will be known
mu Misiri
in Egypt.
Oba emanyiddwa nga lero
Africa. Present the Africa.
Alimanyibwa.
He will be known.
Alimanyibwa.
He will be known.
Bachiito omulembo omupya.
Called the new generation.
Kulino okumanya Katonda okujja.
With the full knowledge of God and his glory.
Oluza byakusanga.
You think it's a joke?
Kisubizo kiyasubiza. Era bali mufuna ko okumanya.
To get a knowledge of him.
Era naye alibamanya.
He too will know them.
Wamabudire mu amoru
nyiro. You repeat that verse.
Abantu baluza omulembo omupya guli wano gwakusanya.
The new generation is here for a joke.
Omulembo omupya ogulina okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Kisuubizo
kiyasuubiza edda.
Nti
era mu Africa eyo bali mumanya.
Africa they will know him.
Bali mara okumumanya balyoke bajulire mu
nsi. They will know him, they will witness in the world.
Tutukwatibwa bujja tolimo. Oba tolimo Afrika mbyomubiri.
You are not African in the flesh.
Naye tukwaniriza okubeera mukwano
gwa. But we welcome you be our friend.
Ate kirungi bw'obanga oli mukwano gwa Katonda
neera. If you are a friend of God again.
Bino byonna byaffe.
All these are ours.
Yayagala Katonda ayagala okusalawo.
Whoever loves God loves his will.
Isaiah 19:21.
Isaiah 19:21.
Era Mukama alimanyibwa Misiri. Naba Misiri bali manya mukama kulunako luli.
Nti bali kola ki?
That they will know God.
Uruzi kule pompio kulino kumanya Katonda okujude
bwawe. The generation with the full knowledge of God came from one.
Yagamba tujja kumumanya.
That we shall know him.
Na yatumanye.
Who we will know us.
Wabula bomba manyi.
And he said, I know those ones.
Isaiah esula ya 19 olunyiriro lwabiri mu olumu.
Isaiah 19:21.
Wewawo bali sinza ne saddaka ne kitoni era bali eyamu obweyamu eri mukama era bali butuukiriza
nti
abantu abo
those people
beyalambika bani abali kulembera
who will spearhead me
ndiba akabonero bajja kweyamo obweyamo eri mukama
bow unto God
era bajja kubutuka
and they will fulfill
mulirayo gwanga chimu mu Africa
tell me which nation in Africa
yamajibwanga Misri
which was known in Egypt before which vowed to God
okujjako Uganda
except Uganda
Uganda yagamba bwa
Uganda said this
kulwa katonda
for God
ne kulwensi yange
nja
kuyimirira
I will stand
niye ya mwe ya
okay vow
gubadolo zobwe ya mubuliwo
vow the vow is where
yesu yebazi
praise Jesus
yaruteka kwa inambika
he marked us
naga anti bori barabira abantu
abo the sign upon which
you see of Africa yonna
I've spoken of it
na yemase katiga abo wali bere mpa
where the pillar will be
era wali bere echu era kabone lero obujuliwa abantu abo bajja kwe ya mwe ya mo era bajja mutukiriza kuba tuli yawo maka kwa rukumu renda kaga mu biri na twatula kuwa katondo ne kulwesi ya fa kuna imiranga umanyindi twe ya mwe ya
no we made a vow
obado manyi Uganda moto ikugamba
you know Uganda moto tells you why
wakola kyejo
what did you do
kulwa katonda kulwesi yange
kitegeza God and your country means what
bwe ya moto tegeza
is it a vow it's a saying
ndagano
is it a covenant
akati bidwe muna yi Uganda biwakola noru mo badira to imani
you to Uganda you did know them yourself
na iwe ya mwe ya mwe ya yogerwa ko
which was spoken
in
scripture
ate ko lino kubutu
you have to fulfill it
akati nayo mukwano gwa
now you to our friend
mulira go ita nayo
tell me who you move with
ate amosi satu kugambe
amos 3:3 tells you how
ababi tibaswa kuita bonda
two cannot move together
kuja konga bakozi
except they have agreed
gwecha kufura mkwano gwa
you what made you our friend
mkwano gwe gwangalia Uganda
friend of the nation Uganda
kuereza nafi
to serve with us
kutukirizo bwe ya
Mungu to fulfill that vow
obo varwada
with the couple Rwanda with the
way mama wanga gawa
with the which nation
as long as you became our
friend
buli gwanga eline chitebe mu Uganda
every nation with an embassy in Uganda
nabo bali mu ndagala
they two are in that covenant
buli ayagala katonda
whoever loves God
kwetole nsi
yonna over the world
na yali no kuereza mu ndagala
they have to serve in this
kubanga tetwaragana kuyimira ne basitani
covenant to stand with the devils
etwagamba
but we say
lwakatonda
for God
ekulesia
and our country
tunakolanga
we shall stand
chava kugambye
ngira
baliye ya mwe ya mabantu abo
vow those people
bulimo yakalo kubetegereza
if you want to know
balabire kubwe ya mwe baliye
look at the vow they will make
kubadoluzo bona bibo no kutambulide
ko this is which are moved by us
ne batuogera ku mawanga
and speak us nations
Obuna bibuli mbyawandi
prophecy scriptures
mu history nebatutambulirako
is pretty moved by us
batutumye kulali afrika
they call us the pearl of
africa first buko yomugomo tukuvuchira
the source of the river nile
chitaiwe mikaje
the father of all rivers
nebatuogera ko buli chimu
they speak everything on us
obuna binofuma mbaweleza mu Uganda
came from ministers
of Uganda, wa Uganda
and out of Uganda
abagamba muitiddo kolo mlimu gwa katonda ogusemba
called to do God's final work
Ninga nafe tubitegira
bwo kusemba yokuti understand what final work
injili yabwa kabaka bwangu
na bujuliwa for of the kingdom of God the witness
destiny yakutegeka kudda kwa mukama
wa destiny of preparing Christ is coming
Yesu yabazi
raise Jesus
agame ndi bali kola ki
wa
mmoro nyikira kanzendo
maybe
ovanze ndo so
maybe I've spoken wrongly
wamaru demo
read it again
bali ya machi
they will make a vow what vow
Isaiah sura ya 19 olunyiryo olwabiri mu
Isaiah 19:21
Era mukama alibanyimwa alimanyiwa Misiri naba Misiri bali manya mukama kulunako luli wewawo bali sinzane sadaka ne kitoni era bali ya mwe ya mu eri mukama era bali butukiriza
nti era bali ya mwe ya
mu will make a vow
eri mukama
unto God
era bali butukiriza
they will fulfill it
kati kwa Uganda kulali Africa
now Uganda part of Africa
we ya mirawo Africa
you vowed on behalf of Africa
ogama di
and you said that
okusinira mu Uganda moto
what the Uganda moto
kulwa katonda
for God
ne kulwesi ya
in my country
nayi mirira
I will stand
We are more.
You vowed a vow.
Redagano.
In the covenant.
Wakati woneka to
between you and God.
Bango we are more ebandagano.
For the vow is a covenant you've covenanted with someone.
Inato tekedwa kujichusa.
And we not meant to change it.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus.
We are more.
You made a vow.
Ukwimira kulwa katonda.
To stand for God.
Urwaliro katonda akubanga.
Is the God demands you.
Whether you know it or not, your forefathers did that on your behalf, Uganda. And you made a vow. Now what you did, you even signed on the vow. You signed it with the Uganda National Anthem. And you say, my country and my future, I lay it in your hands, oh God. Everything you laid in God's hands. Do you think you have any future of yourself? The first stanza says what? Uganda National Anthem. The first stanza.
Oh Uganda.
May God uphold thee.
We lay our future in thy hands.
United free. United free.
For liberty.
For liberty.
Together.
We will always stand.
Yes, we
raise Jesus.
For
God and our country.
You say,
the Lord,
I
vowed to stand for you and for my country. I asked you, you hold my hand
and
hold me, Lord. For my future, I lay in your hands.
And together,
Lord, without division, then we have the freedom and that mercy. And we are together. We shall forever stand.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. The problem you have is one. You as
Uganda.
I don't know what you spoke, which you don't even know of. In the second stanza, you say it.
Oh Uganda.
The land of freedom.
Our love.
And labor.
We give.
Uganda. The land of Uganda. Okay.
Uganda. The land that
we are on the second.
Oh Uganda. The land of freedom.
Our love.
And labor we give.
Our neighbors.
All at our country's call. Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
In peace,
Mumirembe,
and friendship,
Nemu Mukwan,
we will always live.
Picha kuwelela.
Yes, we will always live.
That's why you welcome the Sudanese. They even mock you in your own country.
Okay.
The third stanza.
Oh Uganda, the land that feeds us.
Itaka eri tulisa.
By sun,
taka ejimu mukama.
For our own dear land.
Orwe taka liyafe.
We will always stand.
Tujia jimi lidolubelela.
The power of Africa is strong.
Kula liyafrika.
Wakati vimwe ya
simanyi. Now, what you vowed, I don't know.
Na yenga mbunabimu ebirinti mujia kwe ya mati.
Prophecies, it was written, you would make a vow.
In
that vow, you have to fulfill that vow. And you will have the altar of God and the pillar, the sign of God of the coming of Jesus and the end and the witness of the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
And
then the end will come. You did end on that.
No, national school prayer.
You went to the national school prayer.
No, Mr.
And you asked.
Mugamba,
you told him like this. Na. You have it?
We
want a prayer.
Lazarus.
That is it.
What is your prayer? Yeah.
Where is the national school prayer?
Your national school anthem.
That's the national school anthem. We have the national school prayer. We don't have it. Who knows of that?
Yeah, you have it.
Is that one?
Okay.
Is it that? I don't remember.
Let's
see what your quote.
This one has to come the third. The other says, look at me with a keen eye.
To you all I turn. To you all I turn.
Eri gweze na ngoma o.
Erimwe bigambo bwebi.
It has words like that.
Wagama katona zingi.
You told God.
Ntunulia na ishe joji ayu mkama.
Look at me with a keen eye, O Lord.
Eri kwe nze no mutima kwangu na ngoma kutuse.
All myself with my heart I turn to you all. You don't have it there. And you wish to tell him, everywhere I've transgressed, O Lord, forgive me, but lead me.
For
you are the one who owns my life. And Lord, lead me the way. For I know the world is filled of light. I know that world filled of light.
Or the land of enlightenment.
Or the land of enlightenment.
And I
know the land with filled with the fullness of my needs. But let's go to the national school anthem. Where
we're
going to vow to be a pillar.
Let's get explained.
National school anthem.
First stanza.
The first stanza.
We younger women.
Fe abachala wato.
And men of Uganda.
Nabami ba Uganda.
We are marching along the path of education.
Now you see that you are here, you're studying it, you want to run.
Yeah,
you
said
you have to study God. You study at the same time, study God.
Sing.
With
joy. United for a better Uganda.
We have to sing, dance.
And
we are together.
For Uganda notch.
For the good Uganda.
Uh-huh.
That's been the first.
Chorus.
The first chorus.
The chorus stanza.
Okay, the first stanza.
We are the pillars of tomorrow's
Uganda.
Before
I go much on.
Now
you've taken me in details. That was meant to come in the details.
We
repeat
Isaiah 19:19.
Isaiah 19:19. Kulunaku luli walibe choto erimukama wakati munsi ye Misiri nempaji eriba munsalo ya ye erimukama
soko kama walibe rachi
suppose there will be what a pillar
Uganda schools anthem
era katuka oluimba lwa masomero ke Uganda
iyo chorus katujiveke
let's leave the chorus okay
katugende ku
let's go first stanza
we are the pillar of tomorrow's Uganda.
Vempages are Uganda wencha.
Let us rise now, embrace the true knowledge. Edaleka
tugolokoke twanirize akumanya kwa masima.
Hey Uganda,
but we... Uganda you.
Thoughtful knowledge of Adoro was a story.
Thoughtful knowledge is a story.
Ugomere Bogu has to visit. We don't know
where you
are.
You vow. You say when it will come, let's welcome it. I tell you, you're not going to escape God. You even
are afraid.
You who love
God.
There's nowhere you can run from
God.
You bow to them, they are there. I want to end there, for we are meant to get a summary of it. Okay, let's finish that stanza.
We are the pillars of tomorrow's Uganda.
Empaji is a Uganda wencha.
That's Isaiah 19:19.
There will be a pillar and an altar.
In the
midst of the nation which will vow.
Uganda.
Vowed for God and our country.
We are the pillars of tomorrow's Uganda.
Empaji is a Uganda wencha.
Let us raise now. Embrace the true knowledge. New generation.
That's called the new generation with the full knowledge of God.
You have to
embrace it, whether you want it or not.
You
prayed it a couple of years back.
Yielding discipline.
That where were you in Pisa?
Resourcefulness. Resourcefulness.
Resourcefulness. And we are the source.
What do you want to
be the source of discipline?
Of
the kingdom of God in the world.
To rebuild a great power.
Oh, kuzimba ekula eryamanyi.
Aha. Olunyi gundi baji tujite runyiriri
tujite. The second stanza.
Okay. We know the way into the land of enlightenment.
Tumanyi kube tutwala mu tak munsi eye kitangala.
The new generation
with the full knowledge
of God. God
commanded
the
light of knowledge to shine in the darkness.
Listen
the vow.
We know the way into the land of enlightenment.
As
sons, reapers, vows. Varies. Okay, china kuwa varies.
Ebi wonfu.
And mountain.
Nesosi.
Come what may.
Kachivechi.
We shall overcome.
Tuja kuwangula.
For the glorious time to come.
Olwebiro ebiechi. Ebiechi tiwe ebija.
Listen
to this.
Omrembo mpia.
The new generation.
Ino kumanya katondo kujudene.
Of God and His glory.
God
it is right.
But we said,
no matter though we pass through thorns,
and
we find creepers, we go to valleys, we go mountains, whatever comes there, it comes.
We stand till
the world is in the glory of God.
Now
the fifth sign. When we reach there, we bring the entire fullness.
We
shall handle everywhere, whatever you have in this nation. Hand it to God as you did before. And you have to accept. You say, where are thorns?
We
have to reach the glory of God. It's the call and the covenant and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda as it was on the nation of Israel. Whether thorns, whether creepers, whether
in
the valleys, whether
in the
we climb mountains, whatever comes, let it come.
We take it
to reach in the glorious times. Now the third stanza says,
parents,
abazade,
teachers,
abasomesa,
youth,
and the youth
of this nation.
Abenseno.
There
is no one they have left out.
Youth,
stop smoking cocaine
and
drinking alcohol and that funny life. They put you out in this call of Uganda.
My parents,
you say, abazade,
teachers,
abasomesa,
and the youth of this nation,
raise
with us,
mugolokokenafe,
support our endeavors,
muwakire omulimu guno,
led by God,
ngakukulembera mukama,
who is the source of life,
esibuko y'obulamu,
to uplift our mother,
okuyimusa etaka lyaffe.
Where
you run a parent,
Musomesa,
a teacher,
Mufubuka,
a youth,
Mugurukoka, Mugiro, Mugunu.
Support this endeavor.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
I don't understand.
God is so kind and is leading us.
Edwanga rino lino kutuka mchiti wa tulimoche. Uplift our motherland.
To uplift this motherland.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kubanga yagamba walibera we mpaji.
For instead there will be a pillar.
Walibera we chodo.
There will be an altar.
Ere mpaji.
And the pillar.
Era kabonero.
And the sign.
Ero hujuliwa.
And the witness.
Hujulira bwendiriyo bwa kabaka
baka. The witness of the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Kaka sango bonero tuina wosana
buwonera. I prove there is no way you can escape those signs.
And
I wanted that sign.
Okutan.
The 55th sign. It's somewhere to end there today. There is no way you're going to escape that. We remain a summary of two signs. Both shown to happen in the coming of the Lord Jesus. We shall see it the next time. Let me request you, arise on your face. Enter, repent towards God. For the errors of ignorance which have been much, which we've moved through.
And
we could never know things we vowed before. And God prophesied upon us in his prophecies, in scriptures of truth. In the history spoken of us as Uganda, Pearl of Africa, and all promises spoken of Africa, prophets in Uganda and outside Uganda,
and
all nations outside.
But
the seasons of ignorance,
and
we were not able to work.
But
God, the living God, tells us in the Acts
17
that the eras of ignorance
it
never considered. Commands all people right now that they repent.
We're
going to be repenting on the seven things of the church that we got messed up as church.
And
we never moved as his word is.
We're
going to look at
even
sorcery, which is the
world.
We're not able to stand the destroy that sorcery. And we left nations to worship and do God, the demons. Yet we vow to stand for God to show his glory. We're going to repent on the politicians, those who will not move in following the vow, which is in the Uganda motto,
Uganda National Anthem,
the Uganda National Anthem,
Uganda National School Prayer,
Uganda National School Prayer,
the Uganda School Anthem,
and the Uganda School Anthem.
Many things
we've not fulfilled. Politicians take them as a job, and they rob the nation, and they never stand for God.
So the kanisa titwayinza okubawa omusana ogw'okumanya.
We church never gave them the light of knowledge.
Tugenda kuba
twenenya. We're going to repent.
Tenga bwetusaba Katonda.
And the same thing we pray to God. Oluvannyuma
tusembeyo okuyingira mu lutalo.
After we enter into warfare, tugenda
kwenenya.
Olw'ebyenfuna. We're going to repent for the economics. Not being able to get time
to
understand God.
And
we are robbers
and
the entire nation.
The entire
things and the offerings. Never to use well.
What
was given us as part of Africa. When God chose us and we robbed,
we balance
our scales
and
all our brethren. And then we handle the clans, nations, and the tribes. So in that we've heard
Uganda
motto, in the Uganda motto for God and our country,
Uganda National Anthem,
Uganda National Anthem,
we're
going to be together with all our neighbors.
But
we segregated many
tribes.
We never stood with them. We segregated tribes. We gave jobs to others. We
raised
some tribes.
So
we
got to
be bad example
to
all the
world.
Yet we
may
be a good example.
In
church we got to be robbers in the finances. Pastors we got alone. But
we left
sheep suffering.
And
the finances got to be funny. And we praised others.
We
were robbers of the tithe and the offering. And God cast our works. And we got to suffer. Just as you see.
Tugenda kuba tunulira ebyebikanenimi n'amawanga ago twenenye okubivaamu kweweyeri ekika ekitukuvu
ekyakatondaeggwanga
eriyama okuyimirawo
nayo
era tugenda okweyongera okwenenya mubikwatagana egamu zandi
sports
eri abayimbi ab'omunsi namizannyo Those who make
actions are shaming the nation.
The
musicians meant to sing gospel.
They stopped singing gospel and stories.
And they appeared like those of the world.
And
they never turned to appear as children
so
of God. Yet we vow to be the source of this plan.
And we act on
funny things in this nation.
And
we anger God. It we sent a
whip
which is beaten us like a
wolf,
sickness, poverty, taxes too much, and things like that. Wars in the church. All those who have been
out
of rebellion, not remembering the word of God,
God
which worked on the nation.
And we repent in
all that in the health
faith.
Not treated children of God.
Barwade.
They are sick.
Demons attack
them.
They
suffer.
Our,
we make them
laugh.
We
grab
whatever we torment their lives. Even in the world.
Those
hospitals too have gotten
the what about when Kanya Makuja?
There's no justice in treatment.
And we ask
bribes and things like that. All those God saw
them.
A nation should be an example in the world. A nation which vowed to stand with
him.
A nation to be with a pillar and the altar. And a sign of the coming of Jesus. The witness
of the
gospel of the kingdom.
Never
appeared. Now we repent. Father Almighty.
We
give you glory and honor. Thank you,
God.
Teaching us the prophet. He's the King of Kings.
We remembered
your word. Bible says,
Daniel 9,
and Daniel, the books were revealed to him,
as
read in Jeremiah, and the King of Kings.
Daniel
will reveal
him. He entered
repentance for his nation, for his people,
and his
people, Lord, his
own people, that
we
started.
Oh God,
which
you today, the books have been revealed
us.
We see signs which we are marked, which will be happening
with the
call of Uganda. And your coming, Jesus, like we started
in
Matthew 24,
we got
signs of false prophets, false apostles, false pastors, false
prophets,
false prophets, which are
many.
You showed us, Lord,
that
the love of your people, your children,
kuri
wola, we draw call.
Mukama no gamba.
Lord, you say,
na yenji yoba kabaka bwa katonda.
The gospel of the kingdom,
eridamu kubulirwa,
eriyama wanga
gona,
obekome
nore
kutuka.
Ayi mukama, otuigiriza, namu Isaiah 19,
onjole
19,
Pako
Rabi Moro,
no
to Gamba,
Timuvirevio,
whatever way to
be an old
change in your Kama,
your gospel,
Gambo,
your
wife, Erem Paji, Wakatimu
Mission,
Wakatimu
Africa,
Muganda,
Uganda,
Kulari
Africa,
Erakaribera, come on the
door,
Akokuda Kama, Erabuvera, would you do
one?
And did you walk about
the
Wakatuna? Took it in
food,
Waka 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 Waka
Waka
Waka Waka
Waka Waka
Waka Waka
Waka
Waka Waka Waka
Waka Waka
Waka Waka
Waka
Waka
Waka
Waka Waka Waka
Waka Waka
Waka Waka
Waka
Waka Waka Waka Waka Waka
Waka
Waka
for God
and
our country,
O
King of Kings, I pray have mercy,
I pray
forgive
us, for
we
vow in
Uganda motto,
stand
for God
and
for God in our country,
in
Uganda,
in Uganda,
national anthem,
in Uganda national anthem,
Lord,
you
led our nation
in
our future, in your hands,
Lord,
but we do that, Lord,
in the
King of Kings,
we
join
the
many,
Uganda national school
as
prayer,
school prayer,
Lord,
we vow,
we stand
to
get
with
all
our hearts
in
Uganda,
national school,
national school anthem,
anthem.
Lord God,
we
lift up
the
altar of your
heart,
like
no one will be
able to
do
it, the
time
of your coming,
the Uganda,
the
government
of Uganda,
the
government
of Uganda,
the
government
of Uganda,
the
government
of Uganda,
the government
of Uganda,
the government
of Uganda,
the government
of Uganda,
the government
of Uganda, omugga Kiyira omugga omutukuvu era ne bagamba waliwo essuubi ery'amaanyi wali omugga ogwo okuddizibwa obuggya okwenjirya obwakabaka bwa Katonda mukama abasajja bangi bannabbi bo abavudde mu mawanga ag'enjawulo nga boogera ku ggwanga lino ebigambo ebikulu era gw'oba tuma ayi mukama abamu ne batugamba n'abasajja ba Australia sabo Katonda ffe baagamba tinno mukama oli mu ggwanga lino okola omulimu ogusembayo kusamazinga w'ensi eno naye mukama ee byonna nga tumaze okubyeyama ng'eggwanga lya Uganda tetwayinza kuyimirira tusaba otusaasire tuze sibo kabaka ba kabaka oba watugamba nga Filipo essuula ey'okuna n'olw'omukaaga tukutegeeze tetwetaaga okuyita mu kusaba okuyita mu kwenenya okuyita mu kwebaza n'olwaleero mukama tusooka okwebaza kubanga otuyigiriza olw'okugasa nabwe watusuubiza mu Mikka essuula ey'okuna ayi mukama tulijja ku lusozi lwo okuyigirizibwa ggwe mukama twaze mukama nga leero era nga bwatusuubiza mu Isaaya essuula ey'okubiri tulijja ku lusozi lwo mukama nawe olituyigiriza era mukama otuyigiriza nabwe wasuubiza mu Isaaya 8 onjere 17 kirize mukama abayigiriza okugasa tukwebaza era tulaga ekkubo lye tuba tuyitamu mukama otumulisiza omusana ogw'ekigambo kyo omusana ogw'okumanya kwo gutumulisiza tusiikanye omwoyo wo olwaleero mukama n'atuyigiriza nabwe wasuubiza mu Yokaana essuula 14 26 bwewagamba naye omuntu kuwa alijja alibajjukiza byonna alibayigiriza byonna tukwebaza mukama kubanga omwoyo wo atujjukizisa ebyokuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lya Uganda obubonero obwalagibwa olw'okutuukiriza okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lya Uganda n'olw'okuddako ayi mukama n'enkomerero y'ensi omwoyo watujjukizisa omwoyo watusomeseza atusomeseza ayi mukama tusaba otusonyiwe kubanga twenenya oyogere tuyiwako omwoyo wo omutukuvu ayi mukama atuyambe okubikulira ebigambo bino nabwe kyawandikibwa mu ngero essuula esooka olunyola 23 ayogera ng'agamba mwenenye n'abafutako omwoyo wange alaba twetegera ebigambo byange ayi mukama fenga abatono leero ku lw'eggwanga lya Uganda tuyimusa amalobozi gaffe nga tugenda mu kwenenya mukama nga tukusaba otusaasire nga tukusaba otusonyiwe era omwoyo omutukuvu tukusaba otukulemberemu kubanga tetumanyi kusaba nabwe kitugwanidde naye gw'oyinza otubeera obunafu bwaffe nabwe kyawandikibwa Baruumi essuula 8 onyola 26 paka 27 tukusaba otukulemberemu ayi omwoyo w'amazima ayi Yesu omulungi tukusaba nabwe kyawandikibwa Baruumi essuula 8 onyola 34 n'okukkirira Bayibuli egamba oli ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogwa kitaffe n'otusabirawo ayi Yesu tukusaba nga leero mukama otusabirewo mukama mukama Katonda kitaffe atusaasire kitaffe ali mu ggulu tukusaba otusonyiwe wonna mu by'ekkanisa otutayimiridde bulungi otuvudde ku njiri y'obwakabaka n'obutuukirivu mu bwakabaka bw'omu ggulu gye watutuma okubuulira Matayo 8 7 n'olw'8 bwe watutuma n'otugamba mugende mubuulire gy'obwakabaka bwa Katonda obwakabaka bw'omu ggulu busembedde naye mukama tetwayinza kuyimirira tusaba otusonyiwe kubanga ekkanisa twabivaako mukama bannabbi bo abasumba bo abasomesa tetwayinza kuyimirira mukama mu kigambo kyo twakivaako tetwayinza okuzimba ekkanisa yo abatukuvu bo ekkanisa etalina bbala newakubadde olufugiro twakusobya ayi mukama tetwakola kiragiro kyo mukama tetwakola bulungi bwo mukama abasumba bo twalekawo endiga zo netuziyiganya netuzikuba netubonyabonya netunyaga era netubba tusaba otusonyiwe ayi mukama tetwayinza kuyimirira okuleeta omusana gw'ekigambo kyo okusaanyawo obulogo mu nsi eno mukama ensi yo eggwanga lye lya Uganda eryeyama ku lwa Katonda ne ku lw'ensi yaffe okuyimirira tetwayinza kuyimirira ku lulwo abalogo ne beegiriisa mu nsi yo ne baloga ne banyaga ne babba ne basamira naye olwaleero mukama tusaba otusonyiwe olw'obulogo bannabbi wabuli mbe bayiseemu nga bagenda mu maaso n'okuloga nga beegasa n'abaloga ab'omu nsi okuloga eggwanga lyo okuloga ekkanisa yo tukusaba otusonyiwe era otusaasire kubanga watugamba mu nsi eyo temwegattanga na bulogo bwonna newankubadde obusamize newankubadde okwebuuza ku bafu naye mukama bangi ku ffe tukoze bwe tutyo bangi ku bannabbi b'obulimba bangi ku basumba b'obulimba abeekubanye n'obulogo bw'ensi eno okuloga ekkanisa yo okuloga eggwanga lyo naye tusaba otusaasire otume omwoyo w'omutukuvu ne bamalayika bo batusaasire batukwatireko okuzza obujja eggwanga lyo okuyimirira n'eggwanga eryayita Tusaba ayikabaka bakabako tusasire.
Tusaba
obusonyi basibo bwize bitu. Tugwa maso go makama sibo kabaka bakabaka. Tuli mukubera woko. Ayika tuna fomu sibo. Batusaba tusasire lengwa. Okama otusimbule ngale ero. Okuda makubulira njili yo bakabaka bo. No butukirivu. Eranga tukubirize kuanga lino. Okuda mukitibwa kwa basibo kabaka bakabaka. Ne wankubade ngakubade kwa gwa mwamani. Ayi makama sibo abuyiza. Sibo amanyi sibo. Ne kuromo yo hutuku.
Your Holy Spirit,
who Savotusasiri,
who
Savotusanga Savakabaka, who Gamamasakamakaba, who Jajoli Savakana from Messi, who Jakuna Morondo, Yo, Namazan from Yopo Surabi Musa, to sing about the Manimakama, let's for your Turamo, let's for Gentleyo, Nandi Jusevi Kaberia Songa, Karamakama, Nandi Zokurajuan in Zemo, I am a Kamasaka, Nekaka to get into the Jori, Mokuri Okusatu, Noa Guru, who Jaka to Savakama. To you must have a corona faith. Every affirm of the corner of Kama, or Sassiro to Savu Jamakama, or Sassi Guangarama, or the Sonia Savakama, to Jamakama Kakaro, Napen and Yasakarona faith, where we can name in Amaga, but to us of Jamakama, but to a Jaya Savakarona from Westwa, but to Tava Demo Mokama, who Savo to Kirizem Kamaro, but to Kamanga, Ameyama, or Kimira Kuraka Tona, Nakuresia from Kama, the Twea Makimira Kuari Kavia, the Twea Makimira Kurama. Kumanda mubiye mizanyo mukama tukusobeza. Tukuna midesi yo mukama. Abayimbi mukama tuyimbye gospel so kanuna fundisi. Tuyimbye orugambo mukama. Tukopye lyo munsi. Tuyimbye nyimba za kutendereza. Tuyimbye nyimba za kusiza. Tuwanye ebizimbe, tuwanye amayumba. Ebyo tuwa dogu yi mukama. Songa tufana nzibwa feza. Nwa kumadesa abo. Naye mukama mu gospel. Mukuyimba mukama. Enjiri mukama. Tuyimbye enjiri mukama. We in the Rugabo, I come a Kabako, Tuku Savana Muganda, Nemosio Namakama, Avaim Bima Fe, Tanakatemba, Nabari Mukumura, Nabari Kuswaze Guangario, Nabari Mukuna Miresi, or Sanyo of Sassi, or Tusabu Yamakama, or Tomoyo to Limitisi, SAHB, or Duki Murama Sago, Tusabo to Sassi Makama, Tusabo to Sonya Kabaka, Haro Tusabu Yamakama, or Tomoyo, Akubi Guangario in Okama, Arubi Of Duke Monomasago, Yamayokana Kumakago, or Yoro Kutado, Pakore Kumeta, Omoya Mutuku, Yago Minister, of Duke Monomasago, Mokanisa and Katukunami, Yago to Rumise, to Femo Kunamina Sero, to Femo Pambarovi, to Femo Kurovi, to Femo Buchai, Mokanga, Nemo Kanisa Makama, Tuku Savamakama, Moyobra Motu Sodi, Kuanga to what they can search Kamachabra, the Fujanga Mia to make a series, and to make him a
mukama ababonerede mukama ebigendwa de tuzikyalide n'abasumba mukama tunyigiriza mukama tetuwadde buli omu nga bwe yeetaaga mukama tukusaba otusonyiwe kubanga tubadde ekigambo kya bulamu tetujanjaba emitima gyabo egimenyese tujanjabye kungulu nenga emitima mirwadde n'abalala balwadde nnyo kungulu mukama ekkanisa yo mukama tukusaba otusonyiwe ng'amalwaliro mu ggwanga abasawo mu ggwanga mukama otusonyiwe gwe omusawo akira abasawo bonna ayogerako mu yobu 13 tusaba otusaasire okomewo omwoyo wo mu basawo mu uganda tubeere n'okujanjaba bannayuganda bannaffe n'emikwano gyaffe n'abantu b'okuva mu mawanga tubeere ekyokulabirako mukama tukusaba mukama abasawo baggwemu engozi abasawo baggwemu okubonyaabonya baggwemu okulekawo abalwadde bo mukama tusaba otusaasire otusobokya webale mukama webale katonda atusaasira era mukama sebakabakabakabaka tusaba otuwejje ayi katonda feri abamalayika batuyambeko tukiriza omulimu guno mukama era nga tuyimuka ku bigero ebyaffe mukama okuyingira mu lutalo okulumba abaamasaza emizimu egyalumba eggwanga lino mu kaseera tetwalagaye mukama mu kaseera tetwaddirira emabega mu kaseera mukama wetwagwira tetutayinza okuyimira mu kigambo kyo tusaba otusaasire okkiriza okutuweera ejje eryo eri abamalayika bayibuli egamba seba katonda ffe bigo abatuma essula eyokubiri onyula 38 paka olw'40 nti mwenenye munaweebwa ekirabo ye mwoyo omutukuvu mukama twenenyeza tuwa akabonereko ak'omwoyo omutukuvu kankana atukulemberemu mu ssaala ey'olutalo kubanga bayibuli egamba mu zaakaliya essula ey'okuna onyula 6 sirwa amaanyi sirwa buyinza naye olw'omwoyo wa katonda tusaba omwoyo wa mukama nabo watugamba bwe batuma essula esooka onyula 23 nti mwenenye munaweebwa ekirabo ye mwoyo omutukuvu ayo omwoyo w'amasima tukwaniriza otukulemberemu mu ssaala y'olutalo bayibuli egamba baluumi essula 8 onyula 26 n'27 nti omwoyo omutukuvu atubeera obunafu waffe kubanga tetumanyi kusaba nga bwe kitugwanidde naye kaakano mu ssaala y'olutalo musima omwoyo omutukuvu akulemberemu okulumba abaamasaza emisimu emeeyo egy'omubi bamulayika abaagwa abadde mu bwengula abaalumba uganda okugiremesa okuyimirira mu kuyitibwa kwayo okuyimirira mu kitiibwa kya katonda okutuukiriza obunabbi bwa katonda obuli mu byawandiikibwa mu isitore ne mu bunabbi okuva mawanga ag'enjawulo obutwogeddwako leka omwoyo omutukuvu atukulemberemu n'abalumi essula 8 olunyuyira olwo olw'14 paka 16 abakulembera omwoyo wa katonda bebaana ba katonda era omwoyo yennyini ayegatamu n'emyoyo gyaffe atuwa amaanyi mu linnya erya yesu omwana katonda omulamu leka omwoyo omutukuvu akuwa amaanyi olumbe mu lutalo toyimiriza mu mwago yatula n'eddoboozio katonda asobole okuddamu lwa uganda toyimirira weeyama okuyimirawo lwa katonda ne ku lw'ensi yaffe yimirirawo kulw'abanna uganda abatali mu kifo kino ku lw'ekkanisa mu nsi yonna abaagala katonda omulamu mu linnya erya yesu tusabye omwoyo omutukuvu ng'ojja sebakabakabakabaka nga bwe kyawandiikibwa mu zabuli 14 olunya 3 yatuma omwoyo gwe n'ebitondebwa n'ezabujja obwenyi bw'ensi ayi kabakabakabaka ng'omwoyo omutukuvu bwatajja yekka nekagerera bamalayika abasaguzi abapefesi abalwanyi b'entalo ayi kabakabakabaka bayibuli eyogera bayibuli aniyo essula esooka onyole 13 paka 14 ti bamalayika gyemeya gitumibwa nagigenda okuweereza abagenda osikira obulokozi bayibuli egamba matayo essula 18 n'onyole 18 kyemunaasibanga ku nsi n'amagulu kisibibwa yitegerera bamalayika osibe nanalo lisiba oyoke nanalo lyoka osibe nalisiba otege ngaliteka mu linnya erya yesu omwana wa katonda omulamu yitegerera bamalayika bayibuli egamba tetutambula na kugoberera mubiri nga mubakoliiso ekyokubiri essula 10 onyole 4 ebyokuwensa by'entalo zaffe si byambina musaayi n'ebyamaanyi n'okumenya ebiko ate bayibuli n'egamba mu kubikulirwa 15 bayibuli egamba nti bamulayika ne bavaayo n'ebibya eby'obusungu bwa mukama ebyokulwanyisa bya katonda ekyeri bamalayika b'entalo mukke mu uganda okusooka okupepeta emizimu amaanyi g'ekizikiza akalemesa eggwanga lino okuyimirira mu kuyitibwa kwalyo mu linnya erya yesu tumekere bamalayika
Tumira kwa malaika wa mlio, tumira kwa malaika wa mlio, wa mlio kuacha, wa mlio kuacha. You can sit down.